experience days of three of our very prominent acharyas in this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. The three of them also together in their lifetimes, they were together. So Vaishnava has given this opportunity, so briefly we try to offer our spongily to these great personalities, remembering their glories. First, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he is son of Tapan Mishra, also one of associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu first went to Bangladesh, the first time outside India with some of his disciples, then he met Tapan Mishra. At that time, Tapan Mishra, he was more acquainted to his pandit, but he's more acquainted to the Mayavad teachings. At that time, he was like pondering, really, what is goal of life? Then at that time, he met Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, giving him some insights, what is actual goal of life. Actually, Mahaprabhu was the one who suggested that very soon you should go to Kasi, and there I will meet you again. So that didn't happen immediately. When Mahaprabhu came back to Navadvip, we know his pastime. Later, he took sannyas. Then when Mahaprabhu traveled, not the first travel, he traveled three times. First time was to South India, so not at that time. Second time was just in Bengal, but he did not proceed to Braj. Finally, on the third time, then he went to Braj, and at that time, then that was the time when he passed by Kasi, then he met again Tapan Mishra. And at that time, he had already a son, and that was Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He was around 6 years old or 8 years old at that time. So that time he was like everyone else, so attracted to Mahaprabhu and serving Mahaprabhu. But we know he's very intelligent. He's been learning scriptures and all also like Sanskrit. So later on, when Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, after some time, his parents sent him to Puri, visit Mahaprabhu. And it said that he stayed there for 8 months. It said he came to Puri twice. The first time, his parents were still alive. Mahaprabhu was that time told him, go back, serve your parents. But later on, when they leave this world, you can come back. So that time he came back to Mahaprabhu, stayed there for also 8 months. But then after that, Mahaprabhu sent him to Vrindavan. And finally here in Vrindavan, he met with Rupa and Sanatan. And he became one of the six Goswamis here. It is said that our six Goswamis, ultimately it's like a teamwork from all of them. Ultimately, they're teaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. For one, they have discovered the pastime places of Sri Radha and Krishna, and have produced all these literatures about Braja Rasa, Bhakti Rasa. Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami actually has not written any books. But at that time, he was the main person who recites Srimad Bhagavatam. Some devotees, they would consider him Kirtan Acharya. He's very good Kirtaniya. During the time when he was with Mahaprabhu, he would be like performing Kirtan and leading the Kirtan. Also, he would be cooking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when at that time, Mahaprabhu would give, it said that he received this like garland from Mahaprabhu this Tulsi garland. And sometimes in separation of Mahaprabhu, he would always embrace this garland, thinking of Mahaprabhu. So here in we know our Goswamis, they're very humble. They, like Rupa and Sanatan, having been engaged in service of the Muslim government, then they consider themselves as like very low. So therefore, they never accepted any disciples. Rupa, he accepted Jiva Goswami later on, but only him. But like any other, as far as like giving Diksha and like taking the role of Diksha Guru, they never tried to, they never showed that. So they would always recommend Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He's from like high class family, like from like a Brahmin family. And so at that time, many of the devotees attracted by the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, they all became disciples, like Diksha disciples of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Later on, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Of the six Goswamis, Raghunath Bhatta was the first one to leave this world. So he said that he has so many disciples in Mathura, all over Vrindavan. So all these big temples actually were constructed by his instruction and inspiration by his disciples, like this Govinda Dev temple, very beautiful temple. This was, of course, destroyed by this demoniac Muslim king. But here we can still see the relics, the remnants of it, still very beautiful. So this was all built by disciples of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. All these books the Arga Goswamis have written, they were all like reproduced by many of his disciples also. And that these are the books later on distributed by Nartam Srinivas Yamananda. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami has been glorified by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, how he would sing like very nicely verses from Bhagavatam, and everyone listening would always be absorbed. Gurudev always tell like story, mostly during the time of Rupa Goswami's disappearance, he would tell this story where everyone would listen at that place in Radhadamodar temple. This is all part of Seva Kunj. So that's where our Goswamis mostly would hear and listen to this recitation of Bhagavatam from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And everyone would be absorbed in so much separation. Everyone would like be crying so much. And Rupa Goswami on one corner, only quiet, nothing. And sometimes some people would say like, oh, it's like he's not so rasik. He's not like there's no expression. He's not reacting so much. But then Gurudev explained, actually, he's able to tolerate. He's very strong. He's able to tolerate like a deep ocean. A deep ocean, no matter how so much disturbance within the ocean, if the ocean is very deep, then it still remain calm. But if water is shallow, then little disturbance, then you can see all like reactions in the water. So similarly, Rupa Goswami, he is just like able to tolerate. But one time he said like he was not breathing even, but they were testing if he was still alive. But the moment his like some air came out from his nose, then it burnt the cotton that they were used to test. So anyhow, this is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami said he has by singing very nicely all these verses of Bhagavatam, then the listeners can easily, they all become absorbed. And today, he chose this day of his disappearance. It is said that in Krishna Lila, in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, it's been said that he is Raga Manjari. Some devotees say he is Rasa Manjari, but I don't know. But this is what our Guru Varga is telling. So we can understand taking shelter of Ekadasi yesterday. Then today he entered he entered into the eternal pastimes. Although he's always there. He's always there in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But now in Mahaprabhu Lila, then he's serving as Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So also the same day of his disappearance, Raghunath Das Goswami also chose the same day. Everybody knows the glories of Raghunath Das Goswami, especially because in our line, then he's a very prominent personality, given as an example of who is Rupanuga. We're always like inspired by our Guru Varga to become Rupanuga. So if you want to be Rupanuga, then who is that person to follow? Rupa Goswami is not Rupanuga because he's Rupa Goswami. Yeah, and the Anuga is one who follows like Rupa Goswami. So who is that person who is really Rupanuga? Then we have to look in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. So in many of our like Guru Varga, he has been glorified by our Guru Varga to be the Prayojan Acharya. Because in his life, then you can see what is the Prayojan. Prayojan meaning the real goal. What is the highest perfection of the jiva? And so in his life example and in all his teachings that you can see in his books, then you can very clearly he's revealing following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, serving Sri Radha and Krishna like this. So he has actually just written only 3 books. Of course, this book, Stavamala, is already so big because all the songs, like all these books also, actually from that one book, many books are produced. Manashiksha, Vilap Kusumanjali, Braja Vilastav, all these prayers that we have in our songbook, the ones we're singing about Raghuvardhan, Nijapati Bhuja Danda, all these prayers by Raghunath Das Goswami, they're all in that Stavamala. And aside from that, he has 2 other books, Dan Keli Chintamani, Pastimes in Dangati, and then this Mukta Charit, some pastime on this pearl pastime. So this he has revealed from his absorption. He also he's in that lila, and so he's revealed by his kindness. So we know his perfect example how to follow as a householder and later on as a sannyasi. Like before he came to Mahaprabhu, then we all know he's from a very rich family. And his parents somehow like preventing him from actually coming to Mahaprabhu. Although they're supporting many, like all the sadhus actually. And many at that time, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, coming to their house because of he was there, Raghunath Das. And from them, he's hearing all glories of Mahaprabhu. Later, of course, he met also Lord Nityananda. And by blessing of Lord Nityananda, finally, he's given that opportunity to like leave his family. And we know this is a lila. He himself is teaching this, that we have to take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is giving post for everyone. So we know the story of Panihati. Then that is the time when Lord Nityananda actually giving declaration, in a way, giving a hint. Who is this Raghunath Goswami? That he's not ordinary, but he's the one that will be serving prasadam. At that time, he was like giving punishment, feeding the devotees, but it's showing that later on, he will be the one to feed like bhakti rasa to the people like this. So then from that time, then he came to Puri and staying with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of all the 6 Goswamis, he's the one with the most time staying with Mahaprabhu, because he stayed with Mahaprabhu for 16 years. So we can just imagine the time when Mahaprabhu left, then he's so much like feeling separation. Sometimes we hear about, this is Prabhupada telling, that Nirjan Bhajan, Some people, they said, I will do nirjan bhajan, I will do bhajan alone. Prabhupada would say, like, you can never do nirjan bhajan, because wherever you go, then your mind will be there, all these desires will be there, then you'll be always disturbed. So we have to look in the life of Raghunath Goswami. Then you can have like really nirjan bhajan. And what is that? Even you're amongst like millions of people, but if you're because of very strong relation, then yeah, you always remain alone. Because only with Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna, that's where your like relation is. Anyhow, so Raghunath Goswami, upon Mahaprabhu's disappearance, then he came here in Braj. We know he stayed there in Radhakund like more than 40 years. And in the beginning, we know he wanted to commit suicide. That was his plan, really. He wanted to commit suicide, but Sanatana Goswami explained to him that even he himself before wanted to commit suicide. But Mahaprabhu told him that if suicide is the way to increase bhakti, then he would do suicide millions of times. So, therefore, he was pacified. He was told by Sanatan, Rupa Sanatan, that you have most association with Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you can, every day you should give Harikatha, glorifying Mahaprabhu. And so every day in Radhakund, for 3 hours every day, he would be speaking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's from where, based on his notes from Swarup Damodar, and of course by his direct experience. So then this is where Krishna Das Kaviraj also got many of the information that he later on he wrote into this Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know Raghunath Das Goswami is Ratimanjari in Radha Krishna Lila. So his disciple, Krishna Das Kaviraj, like his Gurudev, today disappearing, or he himself also chose the same day. So there's three of them like entering into this time back to their eternal service in Radha Krishna Lila. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has been glorified to be Kasturi Manjari. So we know his gift to the world. He's given us Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's giving us Govinda Lilamrita. Both are nectar. Nectar of Mahaprabhu Lila and nectar of Govinda Lila. And no other book like this. And so today we're remembering their glories. We're praying unto their mercy that truly they'll bless us. And throughout in our endeavor for this path of bhakti, they will give us all blessings so we become successful under the guidance of our Srila Gurudev. Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Asin Vaivacha Parita Namba Vrimeshna Vrimeshna Vrimeshna.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Andeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanunga Pravaram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanunga Bhaktitam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadashya Sadhikavar Bhatta Vrinda Jai Roop Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeeva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Eitanvat Pranams at the lotus feet for spiritual masters, Nitlai Shimant Bhaktivedanshi Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Nitlai Shimant Bhaktivedanshi Vam Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To entire Rupanand Gaurya Guru Varga, and to especially, as we've been hearing now, these near and dear associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose most auspicious Tirubhav Tithi we're observing today. They are Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Krishadas Kaviraj Goswami. So they entered into Samadhi on this day, on this Tithi. So what is the meaning of Samadhi? So Gurudev, he explains that Samadhi means Samdhi, means the person who's entering into Nityalila, he's getting absorbed in that same mood, that same service, that same bhav as Sri Rupa Manjari, as that of Sri Rupa Manjari. So on this day, all these three personalities, when they're entering into Samadhi, they're entering into that same mood with which Srimati Rupa Manjari serves Sri Radha and Krishna. Because they all serve under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. So how does Sri Rupa Manjari serve Radha and Krishna? She serves with the mood that Krishna is the Prananath. He's Lord of my Srimati Radhika's life. This is the relationship that they have. There are three types of moods that are prevalent among the gopis. There is Radha Snehadika, Krishna Snehadika, and Sama Snehadika. So there in Bhajan Rasya, Gurudevi explains that Radha Snehadika means the Manjaris of Srimati Radhika, they have more love and affection for Srimati Radhika than even Krishna also. Because they know that if they please Srimati Radhika, then Krishna will be most happy. So therefore, they don't try separately to please Krishna. Their happiness lies in Srimati Radhika's happiness. And whatever sadness they have lies in Srimati Radhika's sadness. And on the other hand, Lalita Vishak also have more love and affection for Srimati Radhika. But in some way, they come under the category of Samasnehadika. Because if Krishna were to fall at the feet of Lalita and Vishaka, then Lalita and Vishaka's heart would melt. Then they would say to Srimati Radhika that you must be more gentle towards him, more approachable to him, so that you don't break his heart. So in this way, they are not exactly some Snehadika, but somewhere in between Radha Snehadika and Krishna Snehadika, because they're the Sakis of Srimati Radhika. So in one way, they can even chastise Srimati Radhika. They can even speak some words that will pacify her mood of separation. But will the Manjaris ever speak any words that pacify the mood of Srimati Radhika's separation? Never. Because their moods are completely one with Srimati Radhika's mood. Therefore, if Srimati Radhika's crying in separation, they will also weep in separation. And if Srimati Radhika is happy, they are also happy. So this way, whatever happiness, whatever sadness they have is only in relation to Srimati Radhika. And then there is Krishna Snehadika. Krishna Snehadika are gopis like Dhanishta and Kundalata. They have more love and affection for Krishna. Because they feel that, oh, Krishna is such a, he's such a young cowherd boy. He's got a butter-like heart, which is so soft. So therefore, their love and affection is always flowing towards Krishna. No, so therefore, they're in that category. So we see here that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they're all in the category of Radha Snehadika. So therefore, their mood, their prem is completely one-pointed only towards Srimati Radhika. Therefore, like we've been hearing in all their books, in all their compositions, in all their ashtakams, in everything, their only focus is Srimati Radhika. Like we hear Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who was he? He was like amongst all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Gadadhar Pandit, he was the foremost of those who would speak on the Bhagavatam. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was only second to him. Mahaprabhu especially desired that his devotees speak and glorify the Bhagavatam. Why? Because the Bhagavatam, as we know, is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Vyasadeva did not write any... Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas felt that there is no need for any commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. They only felt that Bhagavatam in itself is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Like we hear, no, even Gurudev, he told that scholar, told this very famous scholar, Vasudev Chaturvedi. Whenever they introduce Vasudev Chaturvedi, they say, Murdhanna Pandit, Saptacharya, delete. They say, no, because he was like very prominent scholar in all of India. Saptacharya means he knew everything. He was like one of the foremost. So then Gurudev, right before he left this world, he told Vasudev Chaturvedi that if you really want to do some seva to the entire world, humanity at large, then you write one thesis which will show that every sutra, the Vedanta Sutra, every sutra of this Vedanta Sutra, every aphorism corresponds with every shloka of the Bhagavatam. If you do this, I will be very happy. And he did that also. He even published that book, Fulfilling Gurudev's Desire. So therefore, we see Mahaprabhu was especially inclined that all his devotees speak on the Bhagavatam. Therefore, we see he especially inspired Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also. And even this Bhagavatacharya also, Raghunath Bhagavatacharya, we heard about his glories on this Varaha Nagar, Mahaprabhu, when he visited there. Mahaprabhu also told him, speak on the Bhagavatam. So this way we hear how Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, we hear how when he was a small boy itself, Mahaprabhu, actually he had Mahaprabhu's darshan even in East Bengal. And he went there. When Mahaprabhu gave so much siksha to Tapan Mishra, he asked him, what is sadhya and what is sadhan tattva? He was asking for the benefit of everyone. Then Mahaprabhu spoke on sadhya sadhan tattva. And then he gave so much mercy to the residents of East Bengal. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, you see, everyone came to see Mahaprabhu. All of East Bengal came to see him. And Mahaprabhu gave so much mercy to them. He himself, he taught them so many things, gave them so much siksha. And then he told Tapan Mishra that now you go to Kashi. So why did Mahaprabhu send him to Kashi? Why not Vrindavan and any other place? No. Because Mahaprabhu, he desired that the Kashi Vasis, all these Mayavadis, be benefited from the presence of such a pure devotee. Because a pure devotee, even if he's not preaching, even if he's not speaking anything, still from his very body, these atoms of prem are emanating. So when Tapan Mishra was there, just by his mere presence, just by the air he sniffed, the air he breathed, the very breath he took purified all the others around him. So this way, Mahaprabhu told him, you stay there. Tapan Mishra was always there. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami gradually growing up under the care of his father. So then it is said he stayed with Mahaprabhu for 8 months, two times. So 16 months he stayed. And once it is described that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, when he was coming from Kashi, he was passing through Bengal. That time he met Ramdas Vishwas, who was a staunch devotee of Sri Ramchandra, always chanting Ramnam. So Ramdas Vishwas, he would always massage Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and then he would do many other services. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would say, why are you doing this? No, he was very humble. But then he would say, oh, I'm a Shudra, you're like a Brahmin, so please accept my seva, don't deprive me. So anyhow, he accompanied Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So here also we see, it is important to note, his father was Tapan Mishra, but why was he Raghunath Bhatta Goswami? Because Bhattacharya means one who knows all the Vedas, the essence of everything. So he was a Bhattacharya in the true sense, an Acharya of the Vedas and all the Upanishads and Vedic scriptures. So this way, when he came to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was so happy with him. Mahaprabhu had told him previously that you serve your parents, but don't get married, and then you come in and you can stay in Vrindavan. So there he was cooking everything that Mahaprabhu would like, favorite things of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu especially liked shak, lafta, vyanjan, and all these things. So cooking such nice things for Mahaprabhu, so much love and affection. So then when he used to stay there, Mahaprabhu gave him so much siksha. And Mahaprabhu told him that your eternal service is to speak on the Bhagavatam. Because the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, when they speak on the Bhagavatam, it will be in complete conformity with the moods of Srimati Radhika. Or else if someone tends to speak something else, then it will be greatly painful for the Vaishnavas to hear. They speak any purport on the Bhagavatam which is inappropriate. So therefore he said, you should speak and make devotees everywhere. So this way we hear that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he was there and then he was preaching. And then Mahaprabhu, he gave him the unspiced betel nut, which is not spiced. This is important to note, unspiced betel nut. No, unspiced. And then he gave him this Jagannath's Prasadi Mala, Tulsi Mala. And then he told him that now you return, look after your parents and then go to Vrindavan. So then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Mahaprabhu also told him, you must learn more under the guidance of a Vaishnava. So then under the guidance of a Vaishnava in Kashi, he learned. And then as we know, that was his seva in Vrindavan, to always speak on the Bhagavatam. So the Vaishnavas, they speak this one history that says how envious people can get. So when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was speaking on the Bhagavatam, there was one landlord, Zamindar, who was very much attracted to his personality. So then his wife became very envious, saying, why is he always with this sadhu, with this Goshai? No, somehow I must make him return to me, come to his senses. So then she told one widow lady that, oh, you must say something bad about this Goshai, this Baba who is always speaking. say something bad and try to spoil his image in society. So then she did that. She said something bad, this, that. So then when they heard these words, everyone became so angry. Because you see, the purity of a Vaishnava is such that there is no need to even describe the purity. The purity in and itself is always like flowing everywhere, like a river with 1,000 streams. So this way, like Shatamukhi Ganga, they say, like 1,000 streams, the Ganga is flowing everywhere. Similarly, the purity for Vaishnava is such that. So then the husband, he knew that this lady was lying. So he caught her and he said, tell me the truth. Who has told you to do this? Then he said, oh, your wife. She even gave me some money, bribe. So immediately the husband became so angry, he didn't do anything. Just took a match, and while his wife was weeping outside, just put the entire house on fire. And then he went and he stayed with Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He didn't even go back home. So that's how we see that even when sometimes people become envious and they do many bad things. But then anyhow, such great devotees of Mahaprabhu, they always forgive. Say, all right, anyhow, they forgive. So we hear that even this Govindadev temple was built by Man Singh, who was actually a disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. No, this Man Singh also. One thing which is very sad is, if you go to Govindadev temple even now, actually if you see, so many people come to the Govindadev temple. So many. In one way, amongst all the seven temples, this Govindadev temple is the most frequently visited temple, if you see. Because of the main road right there. So big. But sadly, if you go there for darshan, if you see, all these people who are visiting there, if you listen to the katha that is being spoken to them, it's only about one Muslim king destroying the temple. Nothing else. They show some images on the temple that have been desecrated, no, that have been like broken. They say, oh, see here, this image of Krishna has been broken. This image of Krishna has been broken. This king, he did this, he did that. But you don't mention any of the, you don't listen to even the names of the Goswamis. What to speak of their lives? Not even the names. Nothing. No, like we heard that pastime when Rupa Goswami was in front of Govindadev, one Mayavadi came there and he started singing and Govindadev became so happy. He told the pujari to give the garland to this Mayavadi. His garland fell and the pujari, he garlanded this Mayavadi. Then Rupa Goswami thought he was a Mayavadi, but still how? And Govinda said, oh, anyone does kirtan, even a Mayavadi, even anyhow, I've become very happy. This way, there's so many leelas there that can be spoken in the Govindadev temple. How when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would speak, all the trees, all the birds, animals, everyone would come and listen. Like we heard just now, how Rupa Goswami would feel all these different bhavs of separation. But nothing of that sort. Only this, that. That, oh, he came, he broke everything, and then that's all. And then they say, oh, Hanuman is there. Singh poor Hanuman. Hanuman, he roared very loudly, and 3 floors of the building fell on Aurangzeb's army. Then they become very happy when they listen to that. So this is like the katha you listen there. Yeah, unfortunately, no. But still, like, we hope that someday, at least, the Gosha is there, will start speaking on the glories of the Goswami is there. This way, also, we heard, like, Raghunath Das Goswami is also Tiruvav Tithi is today. Foremost of all Rupanugas. We heard, like, Raghunath Das Goswami said that even if Krishna were to go to Mathura and Dwaraka, I will not go. I will always stay with Srimati Radhika. But if Srimati Radhika were to herself, anyhow, in a state of madness, go to Dwaraka, I will fly faster than even Garuda to go there and serve Srimati Radhika. So here Gurudev, he raises a question. He said that Srimati Radhika went to Kurukshetra, but she never went to Dwaraka. So how to reconcile these words of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? So Raghunath Das Goswami, how to reconcile? Gurudev, he explains this history from Lalit Madhav. That Srimati Radhika once, she entered into the waters of the Yamuna with Vishakha. And then she appeared as Satyabhama and Vishakha came as Kalindi. So then when Krishna saw Satyabhama, he was so much attracted to her. But Rukmini, she was always making sure that Krishna will not be with her, or else he will be more attracted to her. So then Satyabhama knew what was happening, Srimati Radhika. So then she thought, I will jump into the ocean and give up my life. So then when she was standing there, Krishna, he came from behind and he embraced Satyabhama. So then Satyabhama thought, these two snakes have caught me from behind, but why are they not biting me? Why am I not dying quickly? So then when she looked around, she saw that it was Krishna himself. And then Rukmini, she saw what she was doing. And immediately she arranged for the marriage of Satyavama and Krishna. So in this instance, Radhika, she went to Dwaraka. So in Raghunath Das Goswami, when he said that Srimati Radhika, if she goes to Dwaraka, will fly faster than Garuda to serve her, he means according to this context. This is Raghunath Das Goswami's bhav, nishtha. But at the same time, he has shown how to progress gradually. No, this Mahaprabhu told him, Antaranishtha kore loko bhaya vyavahar, achirate paye tumai, Krishna sangham. Ultimately, you will have Krishna's association. Sthirahoy nahoy batul, kramakrame paye lok, bhavasindhu kul. This way, no? And there's one more also, the third one, which is Antaranishtha bhaya lako, no, not that one, I already spoke that one. So then, Vairagyana kare loka dekhaiya, and yata yogya vishayo anasakta hoya. So this is shown us the way also. So today we are running out of time now. So lastly, Kaviraj Goswami is also Tirobhav Tithi. So we've seen how Kaviraj Goswami, although he was so old, Madan Mohan himself inspired him to write. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Madan Mohan has inspired me to write. So Madan Mohan is a author of Chaitanya Charitamrita and on the inspiration of Govindev, and it's only, the prayojan is Gopinath. So he was instructed by Haridas Pandit, who was a disciple of Ananta Acharya, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. So in one way, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote this. And he has only said, I'm taking the remnants of Vrindavan Das Thakur and I'm writing this. This is the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Sanatana Goswami said, I've taken the remnants of Sridhar Swami. Jiva Goswami said, I've taken the remnants of Sanatana Goswami and Sridhar Swami. Vishnath Chogi Thakur, he said, I've taken the remnants of all three of them. And Gurudev, when he wrote his commentary on the Bhagavatam, said, I've taken the remnants of everyone and I'm writing this. This was Kaviraj Goswami's mood. How he took the remnants of Vrindavan Das Thakur and wrote everything that there is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, even if all the books are burnt, anyhow, this one book is enough to save humanity, he said. This one book, he said. No need for any other book. So therefore, we see that Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a wonderful book, which has everything that we need to know about Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur could not tolerate this separation from Mahaprabhu. He takes sannyas and leaving and all these things. So he did not mention, like Kavi Kannapur Goswami in An Vrindavan Champu, he's only mentioned up to Radha and Krishna's Chulan Yatra, not more than that. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami also wrote about Mahaprabhu's Vipralamba Leela, Gambira Leela, and all these things. Adi, Madhya, Antya. And we see this Chaitanya Das Sahasranam, thousand names of Mahaprabhu, they're so beautiful. Every name is like a condensed form of every pastime of Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So nice, so beautiful. So on this auspicious day, praying in the lotus feet of these great personalities, pray that we can be steadfast and progress. Pato Bhakti Vanchakal Patarubesha Kulasa Vichaitana Madhavishnu.
Gyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshomli Tam Jena Tasmai Sri Gavena Maha Gurve Guru Chandrai Rai Radhikai Tadale Krishnai Krishna Bhaktai Tad Bhaktai Namo Namaha Bhaktabihina Parada Lakshai Shiptascha Mahari Tarangamaje Kripamai Tvam Saranam Prapanam Brinde Namaste Chanarnarivindam Vairagyuk Bhakta Samprayat Nair Parima Mano Bipshvam Dham Kripambudir Padukudigi Shishi Sanatatam Prabhu Mashami Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu Mashami Bhaktivedanta Narayan Prabhu Mashami Vanchakalpadruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bebecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Praying for the mercy of my Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Mahasuptara Dashi Shimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and also praying at the lotus feet of my Guru Padma, Nitya Leela Pravishta Mahasuptara Dashi Shimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Raj, Pujapad Bhaktivedanta Srila Vama Goswami Raj, all our Acharya's line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Sri Pad Bhaktivedanta Premananda Prabhu. Core Premanandi. So you, Krishna Kanya Prabhu, you spoke all about the chipped rice festival. Okay. So these transcendental appearance days of these personalities are so auspicious to hear their glories, to remember their qualities, to pray for their benedictions, that we somehow or other take one drop of mercy that they possess. These are Nitya Parikars of Radha and Krishna, maidservants of Srimati Radhika, coming to this world to help Mahaprabhu disseminate his teachings, Premarash Niryash Koriti Ashvedan Ragamarga Bhakti Loke Koriti Pracharan. Mahaprabhu wanted to experience the love of Srimati Radhika, the glories of that love, the qualities in him that she relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels within her love and receiving his love. And also to distribute it on the path of Raganuga, spontaneous devotion. And specifically Mahaprabhu inspired and gave so much shakti to Rupa Goswami to delineate these teachings. And so the Vaishnava has spoken wonderfully about Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Rasa Manjari, and Kasturi Manjari. I remember for a long time I was thinking Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, because generally the name Bhatta refers to the father, but in this case, as Maharaj has explained, it means Bhattacharya, one who knows the Vedas thoroughly, Bhattacharya. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are following the tenets of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Paryojan Tattva. Raghunath Das Goswami, Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari is the Acharya of Paryojan Tattva. Rupa Goswami is the Acharya of Abhideya Tattva, and Sanatan Goswami is the Acharya of Sambandha Tattva. Krishna Sambandha Bhakti Abhideya, Krishna Prem Paryojan, Prem Purnartha Maham. So Raghunath Das Goswami exhibited so much of in his teachings of this Prayojan Tattva. But first, we don't jump to the top of the tree. We try to become established in Sambandha Tattva, taking shelter of Sanatan Goswami, the Acharya of Sambandha Tattva. So, in Vilap Kusmanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami has very expertly delineated the process of Rupanuga Bhajan, specifically Manjari Bhav, Kinkari Bhav. And we can pray to have our hearts open and receive his mercy today, so that we can enter into the Sambandha. The Gurudev so often told us that we are praying to realize our position as Palyadasis of Srimati Radhika. And Raghunath Das Goswami writes, Padabhyo stavavina dasamayeva nanyat kadabhi samaye kilvala vyatse tashai prabhaya Hare Krishna. I forget a verse a day. Vadabja Ustavaviram Dharan Vasimayiva Nanyat Kadapi Samaye Kila Devi Yasi Sakyai Te Mama Namastu Rasastu Sastyam Tasyaite Mamrasashtu Satis Nityam. He's offering from a distance this respect and honor for the Sakis, the beloved of Krishna. So in Raghunath, in Raghunuga Bhajan, there's different levels, and he is offering his obeisances from a distance to these Sakis, the eternal Sakis. But he prays eternally just to be situated as a Palyadasi, servant of Shrimati Radhika. So his teachings in his literatures are very profound. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given us the postgraduate study of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita. And then he has also given us the Govinda Lilamrita, which is the postgraduate study of the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, delineating the eightfold pastimes, Askaliya, Lila Smarana, in the Govinda Lilamrita, at the different periods of the day, the activities of the divine couple. So, for the 14 months that I had an opportunity to be in Radhakund, and trying to enter a little bit into Vilap Kusmanjali, Srila Gurudev very mercifully tried to instruct many of my senior godbrothers on this process of Raghunuga Bhajan and Astakaliya Lila Smarana. So we understand that this is the Prayojan, and we pray at the lotus feet of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Raghunath Das, Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, taking their foot dust in our head, on our head, and praying for them to give us some inspiration and qualification to have the greed loyam for this. There is only one price to attain these levels, and that is our greed to have it, even though we're unqualified. Lord Chaitanya is giving the highest conceptions, unatojvalrasam sabhaktirsiyam, the highest level of bhakti to the most unqualified. So grabbing a hold of the lotus feet, dust of the Vaishnavas, our Gurupad Padma, and we pray that by their inspiration, because they possess this greed, that somehow or other that greed can enter into our hearts to diligently perform our Vaidhi bhakti, at the same time allowing the transcendental spontaneous attraction for these processes, and especially the hearing the transcendental pastimes delineated by their lotus mouths, so that we can cut through such deep samskaras that we have after so many different lifetimes in this material world. We pray that by their mercy that these material samskaras are cut, and we continue to increase our transcendental samskaras. And today we offer our respect, obeisances, and hearts at the lotus feet of these personalities, and pray for them, their mercy to benedict us. Vanchakopatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo chapatim vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namo pancha kalpaturubhyo kripa sindubhyo cha padidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namaha vadanaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gaurutise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Vandan Javete Vigrinanas Abhishta Puran Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Saparsad Gaurdhari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiyo Ki Jai Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Karani Singha Dev Ki Jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai Sarva Vishwaprata Giri Raj Govardhan Jiyo Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiyo Ki Jai Chaturmasya Vrata Ki Jai Jai Gunath Das Goswami, Gunath Bhatto Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Tiruvabhiti Mahamahotsav Ki Jai, Tiruvabhiti Varankari Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Tadiya Samadhi Peet Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. Now is Kaviraj Goswami, he writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Vaishnava was giving him order and instruction ki Chaitanya Charit Gaura Govinda Lila Sunite Kalai Sira Tatana Hoyla Mara Pari Krishnadas Kaviraj Rasika Bhagat Maharaj Jiha Kohila Chaitanya Charit Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Rasik all not only Bhava Rasik Vaishnava but then he is All Rasa is collecting. He is writing Sirup Sanatan Bhattra Gunath, Sijib Gopal Bhattra Dasra Gunath. Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan, Jahaite Vigrana Savishta Puran. You try to do bhajan, but Jalaras all time is foresight to tasteful helping. Not possible forgetting. Not possible this aprakita rasa for entering this and tasting. Then, you want to do, you like, then is you worshipping, remembering, and all time following footstep of this Sala Goswamis. Echaya Gosai Jave Brajakoila Vas, Radhakrishna Nityalila Korila Prakash. Six Goswami in this Brajadham, then they not look at this Maya and all this materiality. They nitya lila manifest. Their power. And this everything for Kaviraj Goswami very clearly is writing. So today this all three personality entering this eternal Vrindavan Seva for but they are continuing their Samadhi center and their brother Seva or they are giving for Mahaprabhu giving this permission. Mahaprabhu sending everybody this Vrindavan and giving this order and permission, you distributing Rasamaya Upasana, Rasa Bhakti. And also this living entity, conditioned soul, they don't know what reality. Therefore, giving this pure knowledge, meaning Dibhya Gyan. Mahaprabhu giving order Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's for. You give me Diksha. You're giving everybody's shelter and Harikatha Harirasa, distributing. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami came Vrindavan by Mahaprabhu's desire. And after every day Harikatha. Raghunath Das Goswami also came at Radha Kunda, every day speaking Harikatha. Without Harikatha, meaning God glories, Mahaprabhu's glories, pastimes, everything, without not Jiva, possible is entering this Bhakti Raju, Bhakti Rasa. Not possible. Then, starting this Mahaprabhu, all Harikatha, glories. And continue, non-stop, until last of day also. The Kaviraj Goswami has been collecting, and then he is writing and reserving. This is our great opportunity, otherwise no possible. Also Kaviraj Goswami is writing all scholar Vaishnava's holy name. Glories. Where from come they? How they doing bhajan? All process. This process, nobody before know, nobody teaching. Like this Vaishnava, how doing bhajan? Sanatana Goswami bhajan pranali. Rupa Goswami, what writing books? What they writing books, Grantha, and how this Grantha understanding? Before no, nobody has idea. Also, now I am taking, collecting books, I am thinking I am reading. No, not possible. Why? Elephant is going for bathing for Ganga, a ocean, a Jamuna, bathing, after coming, after taking his task with his lot of sand and his next bathing. First bathing is Ganga, after next bathing with his earth and clay. Our books reading like this. Reading, sloka, no, everything, no. But after taking Mayadeva's tool and smearing in bodies. Very good smell this. Very tasty. Somebody licking also this tool. Wow, very tasty. This toilet. Too late? No, toilet. Anything is coming, nectar. I think this is very good nectar. These things. The Goswami are, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Govura Govindalya Suniti Galai Sila Tatana Hoilomur Priti. And Krishna's Kaviraj Rasika Bhagatamaj, Jeha Koila Chaitanya Charit. But Kaviraj Goswami, what is saying? Aman Nigrinna More Keva Kripa Kare Ek Nityanandavina Jagatamaj Hare. Purishya Rikita Hoite Muhisa Papishto and Purishya Rikita Hoite Muhisa Papishto Papishto. In this world, I am sinful. I am complete. Like toilet worms. I am complete useless. But Nityananda Prabhu, how is merciful. So then, this is learning. And then, there is all Grantha. There will be with me, with us. Otherwise, I am reading Raghavartha Chandrika, Bilap Kusumanjali, Yaprajabhilyasta, Stavavali, many other Grantha. But any Grantha not appears my near. Not don't know process then. Therefore need is this, everything. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami going Mahaprabhu's near, how he is serving Mahaprabhu? Only prajalpa talking? No. Cooking? This much? No. Every day he is reading Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu. Nice songs is singing and Mahaprabhu is accepting, Mahaprabhu happy. Then Mahaprabhu giving permission and order, you go Vrindavan. And they are continue within Mahaprabhu, never forget. And our vision is different. Today I am within one great personality, next day I am forget meaning and never remembering also. Also the help is I am never thinking. But then I am, think I am Siddha, Mahabhagavat, I have everything. But Therefore, what I am collecting? Material things, and material things I am distributing. No parampara with this relation. Therefore, again and again, Kaviraj Goswami is telling, Echaya Gosai Jabe Braja Koila Bas, Radha Krishna Nityalila Korila Prakash. Also, Echaya Gosai Kori Charana Bandhan, Jahaviti Vighnana Sabhishta Puran. Other than near going and requesting, praying, Braja Nityalila not coming, Jalalila coming. They are near in Nityalila. There is power, everything is my debt, meaning my prarabdha, they are destroying. They are giving entrance. So today is, everybody know this, Raghunath Goswami or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, but they are Braja Parikar, also Mahapur Parikar, at a time. At time, both sides are serving. Like hearing Maharaj is explaining, Swanishta Paranishta. Yeah, this. They are, one is Sapaksha Vipaksha. Yeah, Tarastha. Many types of Manjaris and Sakhis. But they are already mostly Radhapaksha. Mahapur followers are, all are Radharani's side. Krishna's side, other there, but is not Mahaprabhu's followers. Nityananda's followers, possible some Krishna's side going. But Mahaprabhu's followers, they followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga they are. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapityam Jana Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dodadishapadantikam. What I explained to Rupa Goswami? Priya Swarupe, Doita Swarupe. Prema Swarupe, Sajabirpe, Nijan Rupe, Prabhureka Rupe, Tatan Rupe, Sabilasa Rupe. Rupa Goswami is everything explaining. How Rupa serving? How Mahaprabhu near and dearest? These Rupa Goswami is this. Mostly Raghunath Goswami complete closed and near and dearest. Manjaris. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he is just hearing. He is speaking Harikatha. All Goswamis are coming hearing. Sometimes he is speaking about this Krishna's separation. Everybody crying like there is all floating in the flood, mud and clay like this. Seva Kunjo, Radha Mudur. But Rupa Goswami is sitting like heating, body dry, his eyes is open, but not tears. Then everybody looking, he is completely dry and going nearby, taking cotton, giving nose, he has life here, no. Looking, no breath. Long time after breath is come, their hand is always burned. Boils come. How much separation? Everything dry. So this is, this speaking Harikatha, they have eternal world to relation. All are speaking Harikatha and looking face of hearer and speaker are looking, they are happy, you know, dancing, you know, they are giving, you know, me, pranami, respect, glorify me, you know, after class asking, how is today class? Hearing today? How am I speaking? You know, oh, everything eternal world to come. But where are all donkey urine with his bathing? Patishtasa dishtasa sapacharamani meridi noted. Katam Sadhu Prema, Vishati Suchiratam Nanamano. When that day coming, Sadhu Prem? Therefore, they are speaking Nikta Lila, no Jala Lila. Therefore, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he is Harikatha hearing for, oh, Agra, every day coming Harikatha hearing for, oh, Kotu Jaipur, Delhi, everywhere that time, no car, no bus, and no truck, every day coming. Harikatha hearing. And this dust, Brajabhumi is all are smearing his bodies, rolling. This Vrindavan dust. Before Vrindavan, nothing. All Goswamis are came and slow. Everybody came. Anybody has attachment of respect and love for Harikatha, they are came. So this today, like is now Damodar month, Ekadashi starting. Yeah, Purnima too starting. So this time, the eternal service for all are starting journey. This month, many, like Param Gurudev not only, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Kusana Singh Maharaj, after Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, many, now are coming. My Guru Maharaj, Tivikram Maharaj, how many? Swami Prabhupada, all this Rasalila, their side of Rupmanjari. Then on the other side. The journey, coming and going, then understanding where from come, where they going. All are going, another month, another day, that meaning is going other loko. But this Kartik month going, then where going? Eternal world, Krishna Lila. So today, this all Acharya's, Guru Varga's near is praying, anyhow, all are following their footsteps, not other. That this line following, then better. Otherwise now, many siddha, many Mahasiddha, Param Siddha, Bhagavat Siddha, Paramahansa, many this world. But this is not helpful. Kaviraj Goswami telling it's these six Goswamis are their followers are helpful. And you are going, looking, know their name. No Kirtan, Harikata, any time she is, no Sri Krishna Chaitanya, no Kirtan, no Sri Rupa Sanatana Kirtan, no Mahamantra Kirtan, but their Kirtan is other. Chik. This is not his parampara. Therefore, sadhaka all time seriously following this Sara Goswami's. Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita writing only Chaitanya Charit. But Amrita, what Amrita? They all Vaishnavas, nectarful, loveful service and their glories and holy name. Everywhere. Srimad Bhagavatam, only for glories of Bhakta. Without Bhakta, Bhagavan happy and peace. No Lila. Lila Purushottam and Mahaprabhu Prem Purushottam. So this Prem Purushottam Mahaprabhu, this pure love and devotion for need is this Mahabhagavata Acharyas. Now, tomorrow is next hearing. Now is Arati time. God Pramanande.